Okay, the question is asked in Hilchot Shabbat. Happens many times on Shabbat that jacket or shirt gets a little dirty. For example, a guy's eating and some tahine gets on his shirt or gets on his sports jacket, and he wants to know, is he allowed to, with his nail, let's say, he just wants to scrape off the top layer of the tahine. Not that it's going to get the stain totally out, really, but he just wants to get at least, not only tahine, any type of dried dirt. So he wants to scrape it off either with a knife or with his finger just to get the top surface off. So Maran discusses this in Siman Shin Bet Halakha Zayin. Now, he writes over here, Tit She'al Bigdo. Talking about, let's say, dirt that's on his garment. Maran writes, Megarero Basiporin. So you're allowed to scrape it with your nail. V'yesh Mefarshim, but someone to say, Dehani Mili Lach. Someone to say that's only talking where it's moist still. Aval Yavesh Asur. But if it's dried, Asur Behavit Tochen. Because that would be considered by scraping it like you grinding it again. Not the grinding midoraita, but it's similar to tohen, therefore the isur, the rabbanan. So the question is, Maran is bringing over here two opinions. The first opinion is telling you mutar, unequivocally. Then v'yesh mefashim is saying, well, it depends. If it's lach, it's okay. If it's dry, it's not. Rav Chida learns that this Maran is a classical case of setam v'yesh. And halakha kesetam. And therefore, since the first opinion does not make a difference, it's mutar on Shabbat to scrape with your nail or a knife the dry dirt that is on a garment, and there would be no problem of melaben. Regarding the second question, would it be permissible if a person has some dust that is on his garment, would it be permissible for him to shake out the garment or for him to rub lightly against his garment in order to get rid of the dust that's on his garment? This is a great machloket amongst the Rishonim. Maran, it seems, the way he understood the Gemara, the discussion of shaking a garment, he understood it by water, by dew, but not by dust. However, the opinion of Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel was that the issur of shaking a garment from itself is included even in dust. Maran, however, did not posek like Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. Therefore, the halakha, it is permissible to shake a garment on Shabbat from its dust, or to rub lightly with the other hand garment, or with your hand itself, to rub against it in order to get the layer of dirt off. So in both cases today, we're saying halakha l'maaseh, it is mutar.